Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I thought I would encourage us all, and I know it hopefully will be an encouragement to all of you because we all have to battle through illnesses, sicknesses, thorns in the flesh. I know I have some thorns in my flesh that are very difficult to deal with. Praise God, I've been able to figure out how to work with them and then learn how to bear them. So that's a great blessing in itself. It's very humbling. And I know there's many of you out there who have those as well. And such things may stay with us the rest of our lives. And it could be something that either God wants us to have, He knows we have it, and it could keep us humble and keep our focus where it should be. And then we have those everyday, if you want to call them that, sicknesses, illnesses out there, and I don't like to title them cold, flu, pneumonia, COVID, whatever it is, because all the symptoms kind of spread from one to another. So whatever it is that we end up getting sick with, it can be a little despairing putting that on top of what you may have already had and then trying to either keep your life going. You may have several children you have to look after, family members, husbands that maybe if they're running a business, you have to help them. Maybe you have to go to a job, and illnesses, sicknesses, thorns, whatever you want to call them, can really wear a person down. Now, especially when they start to cloud your mind, which I know all about that as well. And so these are things that we just have to put in our mind that these are going to be part of the trials in our flesh as we are on this earth, and we need to endure through them without growing weary. And trying not to be too self-focused on them and letting them become bigger than what they really are. What we need to do is put them in their place and be able to focus on the Lord and what He would have us do. And so I wanted to give us some encouragement and read out of 1 Corinthians 15. I was going to read 39 to 49. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is none kind of flesh of men. Or there's one kind of flesh of men and another flesh of beast, another of fish and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, one glory of the moon, one glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which was spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earthy, the second man is of the Lord from heaven, and is the earthy, such as they also are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And praise God, what that's telling us is someday we will have a heavenly body. And we're not to just live our life waiting for that heavenly body. We're to live it in glory and honor and obedience and holiness to the Lord, shining His light, sharing His truth, sharing the gospel with all those around us, doing our good works unto Him that we were created to do, because those are our reasonable service. But while we're doing all this, if we grow fatigued within some of that, a lot of that can be a little trialsome, because a lot of people reject the word. People that you love don't want to hear it. They don't want to obey. You see the world darkening, the sadness, and that can wear us down. And then if you put on top of that physical, fleshly sicknesses, illnesses, whatever it is that can weaken you, and it can really make you weary. And so what we want to do is, like Apostle Paul said, He doesn't want anything to master Him. We are to master it. So just some encouragement to you, sisters. Having myself walked through many, many years of some almost debilitating illnesses, for a while I think I had a wrong focus on it, because I focused real hard on trying to cure myself, heal it. And pretty much no matter what I did, nothing helped. And I laid that all down and just laid it bare before the Lord and said, I will bear this if this is what my plight is on this earth in amongst everything else. And slowly over the years, the Lord had mercy on me and has at least given me wisdom to learn how to deal with it. And my focus is different. And especially when we're out on the streets, and I have a lot of pain, I'm joyous to be able to suffer in the flesh, to be able to share the gospel, whether it's holding signs, going to religious places, in the masses, out in the world, wherever it is, it really doesn't matter. I'm just joyous to be able to sacrifice this flesh for Him. And that really helped me in my mindset. And it's not just being out on the streets. I realize it's also something that we have to do, you know, while we're being Titus 2 women, Proverbs 31. There's a lot for us to do. And sometimes we are totally debilitated where we can hardly get up out of bed. But then there are times where, yes, there's a lot of pain to press through. It'd be easy to just lay around and do nothing. Praise God, I've never been that kind of person. I've always pressed through. And so killing your flesh and pressing through is what we sisters need to do the best we can. And God will keep giving us the strength. See, in we already know, in our weakness, He is strong. And I also want to read something else to you. Hold on. I have to go find it. Okay, I'm back. I found it. It is 2 Corinthians 12, verses 5 through 9. Of such a one I will glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. This right here, sisters, I love this. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Oh, let's read the next one. Verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You know, that was really instrumental to me, and that's what I was talking about, being pleased to suffer in the flesh. Brother Paul says he takes pleasure in infirmities, pleasure in reproaches, pleasure in necessities, pleasure in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Why? Because when we are weak, He is strong. You know, if we have really good health, we have no bills that are oppressing us, our children are behaving, or maybe they're grown and out of the house, everything is always going smoothly. Man has a way of sliding back into himself being his own God, proud of what has been accomplished. Everything's going good, so we don't need to call upon the Lord and lean on Him. Not, what I'm saying is man has a tendency to fall into that. And when there are trials and troubles and distresses and physical ailments and such things like that, it humbles us. Just like Paul said, he doesn't want to be exalted above measure. And so let us take pleasure in our weakness. Let us kill our flesh as it's a reasonable service. Let us keep our focus on the Lord and eternity, because what we just learned, we get a heavenly body someday. So I thought maybe it would just help you, what I've had to go through, deal with, and refocus my mind. And these have been a great comfort, a great reminder. Keep going back to them when you get weak in the flesh. And praise God, we can share this all with one another to encourage each other on. So hopefully that has helped some of you. And let me know how I can encourage you in the faith as a godly woman. Much love to you all. May God be praised.